Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Jesse Iliff is rocketing across the South River on a windy morning, headed for Beards Creek and one of 21 stations along the river to test for dissolved oxygen, pH and chlorophyll levels, and clarity. All those things that tell you about the health of the waterway. And for the most part, the river, once highly polluted with the runoff from suburban developments south of Annapolis, has been getting better, if ever so slightly.
You know, you got to take into account the degradation of the Chesapeake and the South River has taken centuries, and it's going to take more than just a few years to pull it all back together.
Iliff, the South River keeper, says it's hard to pin down a single reason for the improvement, but one thing's for sure.
There's been the Chesapeake Bay TMDL has forced states to implement water quality improvement practices across the Bay watershed.
TMDL, that's total maximum daily load, the Bay's pollution diet. It was created by the EPA and Bay watershed states in 2010, imposed pollution limits, and set federal penalties for noncompliance. It's been credited with signs of improvement after decades of failed cleanup efforts. But if the Chesapeake Bay program shuts down, the pollution diet disappears, along with some $73 million worth of research, water monitoring efforts, and cleanup projects. Projects like this one, at the headwaters of Church Creek, once the most polluted South River tributary. It receives the runoff, loaded with oil, heavy metals, and road salt from the parking lots of three Annapolis-area shopping centers. The water roars into the streams, carves the banks, and carries off sediment.
This is the downfall of suburban streams.
Nancy Merrill is the outreach coordinator for the South River Federation. She's describing a $1.6 million restoration project that took the mess created by that runoff
and transformed it into seven large step pools that work to filter and slow down that water so that by the time it gets through our restoration project, it has less dirt and nutrients in it.
That was 3 years ago, when they could only find five fish in the whole stream. They found nearly 400 in a recent survey.
Mostly minnows. There were some perch, there were some bluegill and sunfish, eels, a lot of mummy chogs and golden shiners.
Merrill says the project restored underwater grasses that helped filter pollution and brought birds and a ton of deer back to the stream. But that's just one of some $12 million worth of similar projects in Maryland and $47 million worth throughout the six states in the Bay's watershed. That's according to Shante Coleman, director of the Choose Clean Water Coalition.
The projects would just go away. Nothing more happens unless, you know, somehow Maryland would magically be able to pull that money out somewhere, which I don't see happening.
Governor Larry Hogan's press office issued a statement saying he would fight for the Chesapeake Bay and work to address hypothetical cuts through the state budget process. Officials in other Bay states had similar reactions. For now, however, people like Jesse Iliff will be able to continue their work, at least until September. I'm Joel McCord for Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative.